Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SiegelLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day. We'll be a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Well, I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money. I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we are celebrating today. We celebrate every day on Ron Siegel Radio, the celebration of the day. Let's check it out, see what we've got on today's docket of celebrations. National Personal Chef's Day. Do you have a personal chef? I'm going to go with the buzzer on that one. Yeah, National Corn Fritter Day. Not a whole heck of a lot to celebrate on here today. And we'll have to take a look and move forward and see what's going on tomorrow when we get into those celebrations. Let's check the markets for you. Check the markets every day here on Ron Siegel Radio. So let's check at the Dow Jones Industrial Average, down 28 points. S&P 500 down 7.36. So we're watching that one. We're watching the bond market. We watch that on a regular basis for you as well. See where that one is heading. So the bond market, let's take a look. Let's take a look first. We'll get to gasoline or oil. Check out where the oil market is. That one's pretty flat today. And let's look at the 10-year Treasury, up almost 4 basis points, 2.13. That one's been a fascinating story, watching that one on a regular basis, where we head with the oil market. And we've also been watching what the bond market is doing. Trading, it's interesting to watch, because we're starting to see that the bonds are trying to hold on to some of the numbers that they've been gaining. Been watching that one very, very closely just to see what's going to happen there. Are we going to see interest rates going up? Are we going to see interest rates going down? Or are we going to be on that stair step that I've been talking to you about oh so long? A lot of it has to do with what's going on in the geopolitical world right now. What's happening with the trade talks? What's happening in Washington? All the noise out of Washington. So we're going to, the trade talks, that's an interesting one. I've been reading several articles on the trade talks, and it's fascinating how people watch and they talk about these things, and they talk about what's going on in the trade talks, but they seem to be missing some of the big story out there, right? You hear, okay, well, we've got these trades on, the president tells us that they're working. We start seeing China's economy slow to the weakest pace since quarterly data began in 1992. They're rising 6.2% in the second quarter from a year earlier. There was better data beyond the headline number, with factory output and retail sales growth beating the estimates for June. Is that a surprise coming out of China?
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Yeah, we're never really surprised by anything that comes out of China, because we know that we cannot trust the data that they provide. So you just kind of go with the flow in China as to what is the data, what does it really mean, can we trust any of it? The answer is no. But when we start seeing that the number that they're reporting is actually so low, that kind of gives us an indication that there is problems there. Now, I hear the numbers, and I just heard this from one of the gurus online this morning, talking about the fact that the federal government's taken in about $20 or $30 billion in tariff money from the tariffs that the president has imposed. Okay, got it. We understand that part of the equation. We've spent about $25 billion on supporting our U.S. farmers. Now, here's the issue that we don't hear talked about too much, because we hear a lot of the political pundits, and I do get political every once in a while, but this is not a political commentary today, is that the U.S. taxpayer is the one that's paying, or the U.S. Resident is actually paying these tariffs. And technically it's true, because everything gets passed through. But here's the other part of it that nobody really does want to talk about. They don't want to get into this portion of the conversation. And that portion is, are we seeing inflation in the U.S.? No. So if we're not seeing inflation, where are those increased costs going to? Who's paying those increased costs? Where do we find them if there's no inflation? Theoretically, if prices are going up, well, you got to see it show up in the inflation numbers, but it's not there. So how do you rectify that? How do you reconcile that? Well, the issue is China manipulates their money, right? The companies that are in China are owned by the Chinese government. When Chinese government wants to absorb that, all they do is say, okay, we're going to take a smaller cut from the company making the product. The other area is the products, and we're already seeing this as well, the supply chain, those items that were being made in China, maybe they can be made in Vietnam now. Maybe they can be made in India now. Maybe they're more competitive when China's not cheating. So we'll start watching and seeing what's happening with some of those other economies to see if they start picking up the slack for the numbers that are coming out of China that we know, you know, they should be. We should be able to see these things. We should see inflation numbers increase if this is really happening. So the fact of the matter is, maybe it is, maybe it isn't. But since we have no inflation numbers, it's probably that the numbers are being absorbed somewhere else. We're not exactly sure where they're being absorbed. Is it the supply chain moving? Or is it China just subsidizing these costs, these expenses? Don't know those answers, but we'll be watching because that will be telling the real story. Earnings reports. So Citigroup came out with their earnings report. We did see that. Second quarter earnings posted the results before the bell. Mark Mason, their CFO, warned last month that revenue from trading and investment banking fees would fall. JP Morgan Chase and Company, Wells Fargo, they all reported today. Bank of America on Wednesday, Morgan Stanley on Thursday. So we're watching what's happening with some of those numbers. They are fascinating to watch also. Like to see where those numbers are coming in on those other the other earnings reports. We are in earnings season, so we continue watching those reports to see what we need to know when we need to know it. We did watch Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin had a press conference yesterday. He said he will be traveling to Beijing with U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer should talks by phone this week turn out to be productive. The conciliatory noises belay elevated rhetoric as President Trump claimed slowing growth in Asia, in China, is due to U.S. tariffs and is forcing Beijing back to the table. For its part, China is threatening sanctions of its own, although those basically have to do with military rather than trade disagreements. So here's the issue. Here's the big issue when you look at that report, you look at what they've got to say, is here, if we don't like what our leaders do on the economic front, well, we just vote them out of office. It's a little more serious when you're in China. If they don't like what the leaders are doing, generally, they're not voted out of office. They're killed, right?
China.
So the president is getting his way there, seeing their economy falling, our economy still doing well, but there are reports, and we'll talk about it in a little bit, reports that are very, very leading indicators saying the U.S. economy is slowing down. Economics versus politics, good news for the U.K. economy and believers in the Phillips curve. This morning when data showed that wages grew at the fastest pace in 11 years while unemployment remained at the lowest level since the mid-70s. Under normal circumstances, results such as this may lead to increased inflation expectations. Projections for a central bank rate hike and therefore higher pound, it's all happening in Europe right now, that the pound traded lower in the wake of the data only means that Brexit continues to be the sole driver of investor sentiment towards the country, and that is not going well. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell speaks at a conference in Paris, 1 o'clock Eastern time today, with investors looking for any further clarification on the extent of his dovishness. Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta President Raphael Bostic, Fed Governor Michelle Bowman, Dallas Fed President Robert Kaplan, and Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago President Charles Evans all speak at separate events today on the policy demand side. JP Morgan Chase and Company, Goldman Sachs, and Wells Fargo all due to report earnings later. The markets agree with yesterday's price discovery. Overnight, the MSCI Asia Pacific Index was broadly unchanged, while Japan's first trading session of the holiday shortened week ended with a 0.5% loss. In Europe, the Stock 600 Index was less than 0.1% lower this morning as investors awaited bank earnings and economic data. S&P 500, well, we've told you about where that's going already. So we're going to be watching a lot of different data this morning. There's a lot of those reports. There are quite a few stories for us to share with you because you are listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, is it time to refinance my house? What to expect at your home inspection? More credit basics. We'll talk about that as well. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you, but the replay is available. Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations. NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message. I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990, the Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star, they have the programs, they've got the products for you. You just need to reach out. Give me a call, 800-306-1990. We will get you the information you need. Dow Jones Industrial Average now down nearly 69 points. We've got the NASDAQ down 52.6. Oil off 17 cents per barrel on the oil market. What are we looking at? We should probably look and see what gasoline is doing, being that oil is down ever so slightly. Not a whole heck of a lot of trading there. But we're looking at gasoline. National average, 279.3. It is up again today in Calizuela, set 374.3. Hawaii, 365.5, and the lowest price in the land is still Mississippi at 240.8. That's where we are seeing the lowest pricing in the oil, in the gasoline market. So we are watching all of that for you. We do watch that on a regular basis, but let's get into what's happening in the bonds, because that's where the mortgage market is driven. U.S. 10-year Treasury, 2.12, and the universal mortgage-backed securities, that is down 11 basis points, meaning interest rates are up a little bit for the day. Why is that happening? Let's take a look and see the why behind the numbers themselves. Let's check it out. So we have seen, here's some interesting information. Peter Buchvar shared some interesting insights today on the Cass Freight Index for June. So this is a report that measures the transportation of every single good that is produced and is transported through highways, railways, airways, seaways, you name it. The index fell 5.3% year over year in June, which is the seventh straight month of losses and declines. Cass Freight repeats what it said in May. This quote, the shipments index has gone from warning of potential slowdown to signaling an economic contraction. They even raised the prospect based on this index, will Q2 2019 GDP be negative, unquote. So that could be the first quarter of our recession that we've been talking about. Good question there. Bottom line from Cass Freight, more and more data are indicating that this is the beginning of an economic contraction. Now, economic contraction is another word for recession. Retail sales for the month of June were up 0.4%, which was better than estimates of a 0.1% gain. Retail sales, excluding autos and gas, was up 0.7%, also better than expectations of a 0.4%. The control group was up 0.7%, which was better than expectations of up 0.4%. After this strong report, stocks improved and bonds declined. Well, now we've seen since we did our research this morning, got ready for the program. Well, we see that stocks are now declining and the bonds are now going down as well. Usually they go in opposite directions. So that's just a little bit. Now, another good number for us to know, the National Association of Home Builders released their housing market index. Real-time read on builder confidence. Today's report for July came in at 65, much better than the previous report of 64 and a point better than expectations. Index has moved up nicely from the beginning of the year when it started at 58. Looking at the three components, current sales increased 1 point to 71 and futures gained 1 point to 71. Buyer traffic also rose by 1 point to 48 and remains the only one in contraction. Any reading over 50 signals expansion. Again, the buyer traffic is at 48, showing contraction, being a number under 50. So we're watching that. Mortgage bonds continue to have a difficult time getting back above the 25-day moving average after testing it. For the last 3 days, they have been pushed lower each time. Bonds are sitting on the rising trend line that can be drawn from April 23rd, which is an important level. So far, it's holding, but bonds break beneath it. The next step could be the 50-day moving average. We talk about these different charts on a regular basis, so you can watch them, see what they are doing. and we talk about them so you understand that these charts, they really do show some level. A lot of people want to dismiss what the charts show, and that would not be a wise decision, because they seem to give us some really good guidance. And if you watch them long enough, they're really fascinating to see how the 25-day moving average has acted as a level of resistance the last several days. And we've been watching it. The bonds will go up, hit the 25-day, right back down again. They go up the next day, hit the 25-day, back down again. Today they started the 25-day, and they've gone down, then they've come back up a little bit. So we're down 12 basis points, meaning interest rates are a little bit higher right now than where they were. Just the information for you. That is the Mortgage Minute today, again, brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. Should I refinance my home is our question of the day. With recent low interest rates, many homeowners are wondering if they should refinance. Decide if refinancing is the best option for your family. Start by asking yourself these questions. Why do you want to refinance? Many reasons to refinance, but there are three of the most common ones. Number one, lower your interest rate and payment. This is the most popular reason. If you have a 5% interest rate or higher, it might be worth seeing if you can take advantage of the current lower interest rates, hovering around 4%, to reduce your monthly payment and overall costs of the loan. Now, that is, again, a national guideline, 5%, 4%. Now, if you're at 5%, and you can even go down to 4.5% in Southern California, just because in the national, a lot of the numbers are fixed, right? Expenses of refinancing, title insurance is going to be pretty much the same anywhere in the country. So if these numbers are based on national numbers and you're looking at a $300,000 real nice home out in Nebraska, comparing that to a $700,000 home in Orange County or $800,000 home in Orange County, well, that 0.5% is a significant difference in your payment every month. So when you look at the payment, the title insurance is the same. The escrow is probably very close to the same. The appraisal is very close to the same. So you've got a lot of fixed expenses that are the same whether you're in Nebraska, Oklahoma, or California. So when you've got a higher dollar amount, you don't need as big a discount on the interest rate to make that work for your family. Second, shorten the term of your loan. If you have a 30-year loan, it may be advantageous to change it to a 25-year loan, 28-year loan, 20-year loan. Take the savings money that you're getting every month and just apply that. And I don't like getting locked in to those 15 or 20-year loans because unless you're retired, you're still in the wealth accumulation phase of life. While you're in the wealth accumulation phase of your life, what you're really trying to do at that point is get your money working for you as much as you can. When your money's working for you, all you're looking at is the spread. And you want to also be flexible. So maybe you're going to be able to buy a second piece of property, third piece of property, an investment property. Let somebody else pay the mortgage for you. That's called rent. And while they're renting from you, paying your mortgage, your net worth is getting larger. So you don't want to set the time frame to a mandatory payment of 15 or 20 years, my opinion, but you can make an increased principal payment every month, so you do cut down on that time frame. Third, cash out refinance. With home prices increasing, you might have enough equity to cash out and invest in something else. Child's education, vacation home, new business, getting rid of those high credit card debt. Once you know why you might want to refinance, ask yourself the next question. How much is it going to cost? There are fees and closing costs involved in refinancing. And Lenders Network explains, quote, if you were to refinance that loan into a new loan, total costs will run between 2 to 4% of the loan amount, unquote. Well, again, that's a national number. You have a $300,000 house, $6,000. Okay, it could be possible. But if you have an $800,000 house in Southern California, it's not going to cost you $16,000 to refinance. You might even be looking at the opportunity of refinancing for free. That's a big issue. They also explain that there are options for no-cost refinance loans, but be on the lookout. Here's the facts of it. A no-cost refinance loan is when the lender pays the closing costs for the borrower. However, you should be aware that the lender makes up this money from other aspects of the mortgage. No free lunch. Usually pay charging a slightly higher interest rate so they can make back the money. Now, I shared with you in the opening segment today that there is a likelihood of a recession coming in the not-too-distant future. The Federal Reserve does not want a recession. You don't want to fight the Fed. How do they hold off a recession? They lower interest rates. That does not have a bearing on your portfolio. They lower the interest rates, but it will bring down other areas to help increase the market or benefit the market. Just throwing that out there. You want to be ready for it. So you get the debts paid off with a cash out refinance now, paying a slightly higher than market interest rate so that you don't have a lot of expense, because you're not going to have time to make up that expense under the strategy of saying, you know, something 6 months from now, we want to refinance again to make that better. If you're not comfortable with the cost of refinancing, then ask yourself one more question. Is it worth it? To answer this one, we'll use an example. Let's assume you have a $200,000 home. I like using $200,000 because it's easy to say, okay, our median price in Orange County, $500,000. We can use a Riverside home of $400,000. We can use a beach house of $1 million. $200,000 is easy to go two times, three times, five times, whatever. 4% refinance costs will be a 4% refinance cost will be $10,000 if you want to lower your interest rate from 6% to 4%. Then refinancing is going to save you $244 a month to break even. $10,000 divided by 244, you need to continue owning your home for 40 months to cover that cost. Again, $10,000 is extremely high in fees. And I know you see that from a lot of the big banks. You're not going to see that from our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. Now that you know how the math shakes out, think about how much longer you'd like to own your current home. If you plan to stay for more than 3 years, then maybe it's advantageous for you to refinance. If, however, your current home does not fulfill your present needs, you might want to consider using your potential refinance costs for a down payment on a new move-up home. You'll still get a lower interest rate than the one you have on your current house. And with the equity you've already built, you can finally purchase the home of your dreams. Bottom line, there are many good opportunities for growth in the current real estate market. To find out what's right for you and your family, just give me a call, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. We'll go over that hall with you. We'll check it out. We'll see what makes sense for your family. If you can reach me anytime, our off-air number, 800-306-1990, next on the docket. What to expect at your home inspection? We'll talk about that in the real-time real estate segment. Credit Basics 101, home prices up while inventory shrinks, all that and more. Again, you can reach me anytime. Off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal Housing Lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now,
are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 795.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. That would be NEST, N-E-S-T, 79564. Find that dream home before someone else does. Hey, did you get the Home Digest yet? I'm just checking to see. It is a great, great tool for you. It is free from Ron Siegel Radio. It's slthomedigest.com. slthomedigest.com is the site. Go on there, register, put your name and information in, and it's a real simple process to get the Home Digest. We love that program for you. Tips for making a competitive offer in real estate is our subject today. Been searching for that perfect house to call home, and you finally found it. The price is right, and in such a competitive market, you want to make sure you make a good offer so that you can guarantee that your dream of making this house yours comes true. Below are four steps provided by Freddie Mac to help buyers make offers, along with some additional information for your consideration. Number one, determine your price. You found the perfect home. You're ready to buy. Now what? Your real estate agent will be by your side helping you determine an offer price that is fair. Based on your agent's experience and key considerations, like similar homes recently sold in the neighborhood or condition of the house and what you can afford, your agent will help you to determine the offer that you are going to present. Getting pre-approved will not only show home sellers that you are serious about buying, but it will also allow you to make your offer with confidence because you'll know that you have already been approved for a mortgage in that amount. Number two, submit an offer. Once you've determined your price, your agent will draw up an offer on your purchase agreement to submit to the seller's real estate agent. This offer will include the purchase price and terms and conditions of the purchase. Talk with your agent to find out if there are any ways in which you can make your offer stand out in this competitive market. A licensed real estate agent who is active in the neighborhoods you're considering will be instrumental in helping you put in a solid offer. Number three, negotiate the offer. Oftentimes, the seller will continue counter the offer, typically asking for a higher purchase price or to adjust the closing date. In these cases, the seller's agent will submit a counteroffer to your agent detailing their desired changes. At this time, you can either accept the offer or decide if you want to counter. Each time changes are made through a counteroffer, you or the seller have the option to accept, reject, or counter it again. The contract is considered final when both parties sign the written offer. No verbal items in here. If your offer is approved, Freddie Mac urges you to always get an independent home inspection. You know the true condition of the home. If the inspector uncovers undisclosed problems or issues, you can discuss any repairs that may need to be made with the seller or even cancel the contract altogether. Number four, act fast. The inventory of homes listed for sale has remained well below the six-month supply that is needed for a normal market. Buyer demand has continued to outpace the supply of homes for sale, causing buyers to compete with each other for their dream homes. Make sure that as soon as you decide that you want to make an offer, you work with your agent to present it as quickly as possible. Whether buying your first home or your fifth, having a local real estate professional who is an expert in his or her market on your side is the best bet in making sure the process goes smoothly. Let's talk about how we can make your dream of home ownership a reality. And you are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, Credit Basics, that is next on our topic today. We'll get into Credit Basics 101. I think we've got tip number three in our series. We'll also chat, home prices up, inventory shrinks. We'll see where else we can find that makes sense for you. You can reach me, though, anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-7.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990, the Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer, they've got the solutions. Jeff Sipes and his team there, Blue Water Credit is the name of the company. They will take care of that for you. They do a great job over there. They understand the laws. It's not a matter of just sending out a dumb letter. That doesn't work. It's understanding the laws and what the laws mean and how they affect your credit report. Your credit report is generally got a lot of errors on it. We know that. That's a common issue. But the idea here is when you understand the law and you correct the errors, then your scores will generally, not always, but they're going to generally improve. So that's what we're really looking for right there. We want to see those scores improve. We want to get you to the area where you need to be. Jeff Sipes and his team are the ones that we really want you to be talking to. Do a great job for listeners of Ron Siegel Radio. So let's get into our credit tip of the day. This is tip number 3, the length or age of your credit history. It accounts for 15% of your credit score. In general, a longer credit history will increase your FICO score. However, even people who haven't been using credit long may have a high FICO score, depending upon how the rest of the credit report looks. Your FICO score takes the following information into account. How long your credit accounts have been established, including the age of your oldest account, the age of your newest account, and the average age of all your accounts. How long specific credit accounts have been established, how long it has been since you used certain accounts. To earn a FICO credit score, borrowers need to have at least some credit history. Otherwise, there's no basis for credit scoring systems to be able to predict your repayment behavior. There are credit scoring systems that cannot calculate a score if no balance is reported to the credit history within the last 6 months. Although it's not the most heavily weighted factor used to calculate a borrower's FICO score, the length of a borrower's credit history does matter, and within that component, age and experience typically proves beneficial. Now remember, that's why I tell you, don't close old credit lines. The old trade lines, you don't want to close those. The reason that you're not wanting to close them is for just the reason that we were talking about, is if the bureau doesn't have information, if they're looking at the age of your credit and you just closed the trade line, what are they going to gauge it by? Your age becomes lower. If you've got a 1 year, a 3 year, and a 10 year card, you're averaging about 6 years, a little give or take 4 years. You close the 10 year card, now your average goes down to 2 years. Going to hurt your scoring. That's why you got to be really careful of that and understand what the benefits, what the values are of these different issues. Throw that out there. Make sure you're watching it. Make sure that you understand how to deal with your credit score. That's why if you want, call us at 800-306-1990. We'll look at that with you. Or else you have the ability of calling our friends Jeff Sipes, creditsanitizer.com. They'll talk to you about it as well. That is the Your Credit Matters segment, again, brought to you by creditsanitizer.com. So in the last segment, we talked about home inspections and what to expect. Once you make the offer, it's accepted. Now your next task is to have the home inspected prior to closing. Oftentimes, agents make your offer contingent on a clean home inspection. This contingency allows you to renegotiate the price you paid for the home, ask the sellers to cover repairs, or even in some cases, walk away. Your agent can advise you on the best course of action once the report is filed. So how do you choose an inspector? Well, the easy way is you call me at 800-306-1990. I'll tell you out in the Coachella Valley, use Paul or Stacy out there. I'll tell you in Orange County, John and Melissa Hammond are the ones that we talk to here. Pretty simple. But here's what you want to look at. Your agent's most likely going to have a short list of inspectors that they've worked with in the past that they can recommend to you. HGTV, which I don't often reference, recommends that you consider the following five areas when choosing the right home inspector for you. Number one is qualifications. Find out what's included in your inspection and if the age or location of your home may warrant specific certifications or specialties. Number two, sample reports. Ask for a sample inspection report so you can review how thoroughly they'll be inspecting your dream home. The more detailed the report, the better in most cases. Do your homework. Get references. Ask for phone numbers and names of past clients who you can call to ask about their experiences. Number four, memberships. Not all inspectors belong to a national or state association of home inspectors, and membership in one of these groups should not be the only way to evaluate your choice. Membership is one of these organizations often means that continued training and education are provided. Number five, errors and omission insurance. Find out what the liability of the inspector or inspection company is once the inspection is over. The inspector is only human after all, and it is possible that they might miss something they should have seen. Ask your inspector if it's okay for you to tag along during the inspection. That way they can point out anything that should be addressed or fixed. Don't be surprised to see your inspector climbing on the roof or crawling around in the attic and on the floors. The job of the inspector is to protect your investment and find any issues with the home, including but not limited to the roof, plumbing, electrical components, appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, ventilation, windows, the fireplace and chimney, the foundation, and so much more. They say ignorance is bliss, but not when investing your hard-earned money into a home of your own. Work with a professional who you can trust to give you the most information possible about your new home so that you can make the most educated decision about your purchase. It is a huge purchase. Don't cheap out on it because it's going to cost you in the long run. So be very, very careful as to what you're doing. No surprises here. That's the bottom line. You know, I have a lot of people that are in debt right now. We get that all the time. That's a common question for us as to how do I get out of debt? The big issue then we need to watch out for is what are the terms? What are we dealing with? And what is your goals in getting out of debt? That's a biggie. If we don't know your goals, we can't give you the right answers because there are several ways of getting out of debt. We've got the snowball method. You've got the avalanche, consolidation, debt management. We're going to have to figure some of these things out. So everyone, it's all about your goals. We'll figure those out. We'll talk about more about that in the days and weeks to come. Again, we are asking you, set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of the day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We will talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.